Hello everyone, welcome to Women Uplifting Women Coffee Chat. I'm so excited for our guest today that I will be introducing to you in a little bit. I want to explain a little bit about Women Uplifting Women, what we are about, and I want to share our mission and our vision. Our mission, which is also our foundational scripture, is 1 Thessalonians 5:11, where God instructs us to encourage each other, to admonish, to edify, to uplift each other, to help each other in this life as women. And I strongly feel that as women, we have such a powerful influence wherever it is that we are, in our homes, in our businesses, in our churches. And it's like a domino effect. If we can touch that one mama who's struggling, or that one woman in the entrepreneur field who may be struggling, we can help her. It's like a domino effect. It will help the family, it will help the marriages, it will help the relationships, the communities, the churches. So it's a powerful mission that we have at Women Uplifting Women. And our vision that God gave me back in 2009 was to build an army of women uplifting women. And we are literally everywhere in this world. Go to our online media sites. You will see we have women from everywhere. And so we are, that vision that God gave me back then, it is happening. It's coming to pass. And I just get so excited to know that when we touch one woman, she, in her sphere of influence, can touch another woman. Maybe it's in her own family, maybe it's in her church, but she can touch that woman and tell that woman, you know what, girlfriend, let's go. You can do this. You can rise up. You can get out of that abusive situation. Whatever it is, let's hold hands and let's edify each other, let's encourage each other. So that is the vision of Women Uplifting Women. And if you'd like more information on different things that we're doing or going to do in the future, go to our thewomenupliftingwomen.com. It's with T-H-E before thewomenupliftingwomen.com. And you'll see information. You want to sign up for our e-newsletter. Go to our YouTube channel. You'll have the links there for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's a blog on there. There's all kinds of different places that you can go to be blessed. And so I hope you do that. And also, I would like to cover, if you are interested in being a guest at Women Uplifting Women for the coffee chat, or you know someone that would be a blessing, they have their story, they have something to share, feel free to send us an email to womenupliftingwomen@gmail.com. Give us your name, give us your information, let us know what you're about. And we will definitely get back to you, because we want you women, we want you on here, we want you uplifting. And the beauty of this podcast, of what we're doing, is if you're not here present physically, can't be here, no worries. You can call in. The way it's all set up is so, technology is fabulous. So you can just, we'll set it up, my fabulous partner over there, which is my daughter, will set it up. All you have to do is call in. And we'll do a podcast so you can be a blessing to others out there. So, now, I am so excited for this one. This lady here, this beautiful woman here by my side, we have been Facebook friends for quite a while, but we have been around each other for many years, 5, 6, 8 years at least.
8 or 9.
Yeah, 8, 9-ish. Mm-hmm. So we've been around each other in a church and, you know, different events here in town, and the modeling. She's a beautiful model. And so, but I'm going to, she wrote a little bio about herself that I'm going to read for you. So this is the beautiful Marisol Tabizon, born and raised in El Paso, Texas. She is the founder of and CEO of Marie Fit Athletics. And let me tell you, she's fit. And she's been in the fitness industry for 8 years. She's a personal trainer, and she's fabulous. She's a figure competitor in the NPC. What is the NPC stand for?
It's the National Physique Committee.
Okay, National Physique Committee. She provides nutrition counseling, workshops for dance studios, schools, athletic events. And she's been featured in our Mode magazine, local Mode magazine here, for their 8th anniversary edition, and it was this past September 2017. So with that, I'm going to open it up to Marisol. I know a little bit about you, about your journey to from back then to this point, but I don't know a lot of the things. Share what you will, but share with everybody your journey in the fitness industry and what your passion is, why you chose this, or why God chose you for this.
Yeah, it's important that you said God chose me, because I believe God chooses us for a specific task that He has. He has us here for a purpose. And once you find that purpose, you find it and you run with it. And you'll have so much peace, you'll be comfortable, you'll be happy, you'll be excited about life. And that's when you know that you're living in your purpose, yes. Your God-given purpose. So the way I got into the fitness industry was due to, I was in the unhealthiest that I've had ever been. Growing up, I was always in sports, basketball, volleyball, track, very athletic. And then when I left high school, I mean, we all go our separate paths. Right. We create our own paths. And unfortunately, I didn't take the correct path. And so that wrong path took me to the most unhealthiest that I had ever been. I gained a lot of weight. I was a size 9, and that has been the heaviest that I had ever been. And I didn't feel good about myself. I was unhappy. I suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. I was in an unhealthy relationship also, which made it even worse.
Yes.
And it was abusive, both physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. And so it came to a point where I just hit rock bottom, and I was like, I've had enough. I need to do something about my life. I didn't feel my life was taking any direction. I was just unhappy, you know. And so I started working out. I started working out at one of our local gyms. And that's when, as I started working out, I felt like I was releasing some of that negativity that I was living in. And it felt good to feel it release. And so I just started going more often and more often and more often. Yeah. So I consumed myself in the gym. It felt like I was really, like, if I had a bad day, I could just go to the gym and I could leave it there, you know?
That was your safe haven.
Exactly. Yes. And so I started going more often every day. It was becoming like an addiction, you know? But and then I started losing weight. I started seeing a difference, not just on my outer appearance, but most importantly, on the inside of me, on my spirit. I felt better about myself. And that's what's important about the fitness industry. It's not necessarily about a transformed body, but it's about being comfortable under your own skin.
I love that.
It's being comfortable under your own skin, being whatever your goals are, whether it's to be thinner, whether it's to have bigger legs, toned arms, you have abs, or regardless, or maybe you don't want all that. Maybe you just want to feel healthy, you know? Are goals.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is. So I started feeling good about myself. Yeah. And that's when I was like, okay. So they had invited me to church, and I was put it aside. I wasn't ready, you know, but then as I started feeling better about myself, I felt like I needed more.
Yes.
And so that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to go to church. So I started going to church maybe 2 months into my fitness journey, and that was it for me. That was when I felt like, it was like a seed, but now I closed the gap going to church, and it was like a full circle.
It was a little missing part.
Yes. And I felt even better.
Yeah.
And I just, in 4 months, I went from a size 9 to a size 0.
Oh.
In 4 months. And I have pictures to prove. I can prove it to you. I can show it to you, inspire you. And people are like, how did you do it in 4 months? That's impossible. Like, it is possible. I was just so tired of the life that I was living, that I wanted to change. When you're tired like that, you'll make the impossible possible.
Yeah.
And then adding God into the picture was just what I needed. When I lost all that weight, they encouraged me to do my first competition, bodybuilding competition. I had never done anything like that.
Wow. But
I
was like, so in those first 4 months,
yes.
Wow, you are disciplined. And you know, that's what we call, the title that we're entitled for you was Disciplined Fitness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. No, it's okay.
Like major discipline. Love it.
It wasn't easy. I'm not going to say it was easy, but it is very possible, and you can do it. So from there, I did my first competition, and I didn't do that well, but that wasn't the point. The point was that I felt accomplished. I felt like, wow, I did this. Like, I did this on my own, you know? And that was what was important for me.
Yes.
After that, I just continued working out, and I made a promise to myself that I was never going to get back to where I was before.
Right.
That I was never going to be that person anymore. And by the grace of God, I mean, I've continued my disciplined life this 8 years. I'm getting ready for my fourth competition coming up in June. But now I'm a personal trainer now. And my goal as a personal trainer is to motivate, inspire, and encourage those people that were where I was at. And I want to show them it is possible, that you can do it. And a lot of the times, we just need that little push. We just need that little encouragement to keep going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I want to be that voice.
I love that.
Yes. And you know what? That's one of the things that I love about your Women Uplifting Women. We believe in helping one another. Yeah. As women, we need to be together, and as we're a team.
Absolutely.
I don't like this about, oh, jealousy and like, oh, she has this, she has that. We're all living our own lives. And so why don't we help each other, lift each other up when somebody needs help?
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
You know, and as a personal trainer, I have male clients also. This goes to males also.
Absolutely.
It's not just women, but I mean, it's all of us. As children of God, we are called to help one another, to lift each other up. Because when you're not having a good day, I can help you, and then vice versa.
Yes.
When I don't have a good day, then you uplift me. Right. You help me. You know, and like I said, this is a passion for me. This is something that I wanna be able to help and motivate those women or males, like I said, to reach their goals.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times when you go to a gym, you can feel intimidated, not knowing how to use a certain machine, or where to start. And the first thing that most people do is go to the treadmill because it's what's easy.
Same.
You know, it's safe.
Yes.
Which is why, if you notice, the big branches of gyms, they have more treadmills
that
than any other.
True.
Why? Because they get intimidated. If you've never been to a gym and you get a membership, you walk in and you see all these different machines. I'm like, how do you use this one? You look at the pictures, but it's still not accurate. So, and then you end up getting hurt, or you don't want to get hurt. You know what I mean? And so they were like, you know what? I'm just gonna go to the treadmill. But then that can get boring. That can get like discouraged. That could be very discouraging for you, you know? And that's where I come in. And as a personal trainer, I teach you how to use the machine, how to use proper form to avoid any injuries, and I keep it fun.
Yeah.
Because it should be fun. This is fun. This is a journey that's going to be fun, that it's you're investing in yourself, in your own body, to feel better, to look better, or, I mean, whatever your goals are, I want to be that person to help you.
Yeah.
get to your goals, reach your goals.
That's beautiful. So when you started, Marisol, was there someone that you turned to? Or yes. Was it, yes, who was it that helped you along your, you know, to get to this point? Or because there's different seasons, you know, mm-hmm. we have people that come in at the beginning of something, and then they have their part in that season to get you to the next level. And then you have someone else. I mean, you never forget those people.
Of course.
But you're evolving. We evolve in our friendships. We evolve in our fitness. We evolve in life. And, you know, there's a beautiful saying that it's a Girl Scout little song that goes. And it always comes to mind because Miha was in the Brownies. And I remember hearing the song. It's like, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other is gold.
Right.
And so, you know, we have people come in certain areas of our lives and seasons to help us get to that point. And then, I mean, we take what they taught us, we take what they imparted into us,
yes.
and then you go to another level, and then that person can help you, this other person in that season can help you get to the next level, because there's different levels and seasons. But we never forget them.
Exactly.
But who were those people that helped you at the beginning?
The owners of the first gym that I went to, Shane and Lizzie.
Uh-huh.
I hired them as my trainers.
Okay.
And so they helped me out by teaching me about working out, nutrition, and so on. And then they helped me out with my first competition. And now, it's funny because now the tables have turned, and now I'm a personal trainer at their gym.
Yeah.
So now I'm not the client, I'm the trainer.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's been 8 years since then, and I mean, you'll never forget those people that made a big impact in your life.
Yeah.
And for me, it was them, and I'm very grateful. I'm going to be forever grateful with them because they changed my life. I mean, through the grace of God, I mean, they were a huge, they played a big role in my fitness journey, my new life.
Right.
And so I just want to give it back now and be able to be that person to many people, many people as I can.
Yeah.
Which is why being a personal trainer, I'm able to do that on a daily basis.
Right. And it's a calling. It's a calling, you know, it's so needed in today's world.
Yes.
You see all the commercials with all the fast food, you see, you know, all the technology nowadays that makes people we can sit all day on the phone or on the computer and do no physical activity.
Exactly.
And God didn't make our bodies that way. He made our bodies to move and to work and to do and to be strong and healthy.
Right.
And so your calling is very important.
Yes.
It is so, so important. And so for people out there who may be struggling with confidence, their confidence level, maybe they have some fear about getting out and being seen. Maybe, you know, they have some weight on them or whatever, and they've been told all their lives, you know, sometimes we're just battered down, mm-hmm. you know, with words and negativity. What would you tell that person in that state of mind, and in that part, in that season of their life? They want to get out, but they're holding on to the old, not really stepping out of fear or doubt or, you know, all kinds of things. What would you tell that person?
You would need to really dig within yourself. Because growing up, not that my parents are bad parents, they're incredible parents. However, they were never raised being encouraged to do anything that they were involved in. So therefore, they never encouraged us to pursue, for me, for example, to continue playing sports. They never really supported me that way because they didn't know they had to. So growing up, I never had that support or that person, that small voice in the back of your head telling me, keep going, come on, you can do it. Yes, it's your dream, you need to do it, pursue it, fight for it, nothing. So honestly, I had to really look within myself and reach within myself and know, okay, what, who is Marisol?
I love that.
What does Marisol want?
Yes.
Write it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we live, or type it on your notes.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you. If you're like me and you like to write still, write it down. It's, something happens when you see your own handwriting on a piece of paper with your words in it. But if that, if you're more of a text head, go for it. But write it down. Write your goals down. What you have dreams of. Write it down and leave it somewhere where you can see it every day. And always speak to those words. Mm-hmm. And encourage yourself. Now, if you have somebody in your life, a best friend or significant other that is always encouraging, motivating you, share it with that person. Share your dreams with them so they can know what to encourage you with.
Mm-hmm.
How to motivate you, how to encourage you, how to push you, how to not let you give up. You know? But if you don't have that person, write it down and never forget about, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself, because you know what? Our gifts can pull out gifts from somebody else.
Yes.
So our gifts can open somebody else's gifts that they don't even know about. So if you give up on your gifts, you lose the opportunity on reaching other people's gifts out of them and motivated them and inspire them. So use your own gifts to open somebody else's gifts. We all have gifts in this world. We all have those special dreams within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to really dig in within yourself and reach within yourself and be like, okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it.
Amen.
And just run with it and never look back. Just go forward, go forward. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be possible. It's going to be doable. And in the way, on your way there, you'll meet, God will bring those special people to encourage you, to keep pushing you, to keep motivating you. Now, I can honestly say I have a great support system around me, that if I ever feel like I want to give up or I'm stressing out over something,
yeah,
I can reach out to those people and they'll motivate me and inspire me, like remind me of what I'm doing, what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, but first of all, reach within yourself.
I love that. You know, you touched on something that is so important and so key, is to find someone that you're held accountable to.
You have to.
Yes. That has been my thing, because I tend to be in the past, I tend to be a person that just goes by myself, I do thin. And so I have people, you do have to have your team around you that you can go to, that you can trust, and that you can talk to, and they're going to say, okay, enough of that pity party, vamos. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we're humans, so we are going to go through those, you know, those times, those emotions, and those, you know, those times where we just like, we feel like we're never going to accomplish anything, and, you know, we're on the wrong path. But if we give ourselves, there's this one lady, and I actually do this at times. She had said, when I am down, I give myself 5 minutes to let myself be down, have a pity party, and then get over it after that 5 minutes. And I love that, because it works.
It's what it is.
It's like, okay, vamanos, let's go. 5 minutes up, let's go. Let's go forward, right?
Yeah.
But it is so important to find somebody that you can trust to be accountable to. And if you know, we're talking about fitness and health, and I love this lady. And if you are searching for someone to help you with your fitness goals, not only your fitness goals, but she's going to help you rise up as a human being, as a woman, as a man. She is not only fit physically, go to her online stuff, you'll see. She is something that I have shared with her and with Vanessa, and some people say, God, you know, when you can have the whole package in a person, you know what I mean? It's beautiful. So I encourage you, seek her out, seek her advice out. And she's on Instagram, and we're going to share all of her information when it goes out. And so seek her, because it recently injured my back, but I'm getting stronger, so I'm making it come back. So you need to start researching all that so you can help me.
Of course.
You know, because there are certain ways that you have to do, you know, with all that. Mm-hmm. But I'm making a comeback, and I'm going to have her help me accountable. So
we'll see her come back. Stay tuned.
Oh my God. So as I said, not only is this beautiful lady strong physically and fit, but she is strong spiritually. And she has a love for God. She has a love for people. And that's what makes, that right there makes all of the difference. And so I'm so excited to see what God has in store for you for the future, because there's some awesome, really awesome things in store for you.
Amen.
And I want to be a part of that in a way of keep me posted on everything. And, you know, this is not the end for us. It's going to be, you know, it's like so cool. It's so awesome. But I have another question for you. Which hurdles did you personally face when you started this? Because, you know, when you start something great, the enemy tries to stop you. Oh my God, all kinds of stuff. He'll try to keep all things, situations, backs, you know, all kinds of stuff. What hurdles did you personally face, and how did you overcome them?
It was a lot of, I didn't have a lot of confidence within myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't trust that I will be capable of having a good life. I didn't feel adequate. I was like, who am I to live a big life, you know?
Okay.
It was very low self-esteem, for sure. And like I mentioned earlier, not having any support at the beginning, any support system or anyone that I could call and share my story with or help me motivate myself, that made it a little harder. Mm-hmm. But it had to, like, going to church was definitely a huge help for me.
Yeah.
Because that's when I started looking within and be like, okay, I know there's a God. And I know you, because of everything that you've gotten me through, I'm still here. There's a reason why I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's when I started seeking within myself. I was like, okay, so why am I still here? What purpose do you have for me here on this earth, God? So those questions I had to find answers to any questions that I had. And so I had to seek within myself, seek in His Word, what I was put on this earth to do. And so a lot of self-searching, a lot of tears, a lot of hit and miss things. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try this, see if this works. It didn't work. Okay, don't dwell on what doesn't work.
Exactly.
Move on. Okay, this doesn't work. Okay, don't do it again. Let's try this. This doesn't work either. Okay, next thing. Okay. A lot of the times we get discouraged when we fail the first time, but no, just okay. Just get up. Dust off, move on to the next thing, and so on and so on, until you find what works, like, okay, this is working, then keep doing it and run with that.
Amen.
Okay, so it's all, it was a lot of, I'm not worthy, who am I, very low self-esteem, but reaching within myself is when I started finding, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what's working for me. This is what I'm called to do, which is to help people reach their goals in the fitness industry.
Amen. You know, and you have, with your own life, and seeing how fit you are and how motivated you are, every day, you're doing something toward your goals. You're helping others. You're keeping yourself fit, disciplining yourself. It's a lifelong thing, right? Staying disciplined.
Yes.
And making those daily decisions and choices. And then going out there and you have your clients that you're training. And I know you're always prayed up. So I know when you go to your clients, you're prayed up for them, not just for you, but for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I help that person? Not just help them physically, but what's going on in their life? Can I give them a little bit of word of encouragement?
Right.
You know? And so I love it. It's wonderful. And so you touched on something that is very dear to me early on in our time together. And it's dear to me because I grew up with this in my own life with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about being in an abusive situation,
mm-hmm.
how fitness saved you,
mm-hmm.
and just saturating yourself with fitness and just focusing on you, building yourself up, your spiritual life, knowing that you are worthy of God's best. So how did you get out of that situation? Because I know there are a lot of women right now listening, or even men, because there are abusive situations in the men's side. But I grew up with that. I saw my mom in abuse. She was on her deathbed, her last beating. It was really bad. And so in fitness saving you to get out of this, what helped you to get out of a relationship like that? And how did you stay out of it? Because a lot of times they'll get out and then they go back. They get out and they can go back. What helped you?
And yes, I did leave and go back 5 times before the last time that I've had enough. And it was literally just, I've had enough of getting beat with words and physically almost every day. You get tired of that. It comes to a point where you get tired of it. There's a lot of women that stay in those type of relationships, and people that have never experienced that question, and they even get, well, why did you stay? Why would you stay? Before you say stuff like that, realize that person, because I've been there, you feel like that's what you deserve. You don't feel worthy of anything better. You feel like, in my case, I felt like I needed him in my life to do something later, that I had to go through that in order for me to get to my destiny. So I felt like, oh, this is temporary. I have to deal with it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I needed him to be somebody. And so it just came to the point I got tired of getting home from work and getting hit, either with words or with actual physical abuse. And after the 5th time of leaving him, coming back, leaving him, coming back, the last time is when I was like, okay, I need to really just leave this or I'm gonna die. It's either I die or I leave. And that's when I left for good. It was hard, but I took steps, different steps, which is I changed my number, my phone number. I changed my route, going to work or going to the grocery store or whatnot. And then I continued to work out. I started working out. And I just released all of that negativity into the gym, into the weights.
I love that.
And because I didn't want to live with that. And I didn't know how to get rid of it. So that was my outlet. Other than going out partying or anything like that. I didn't want to do any of that. I wanted something positive in my life. And for me, it was the gym. The gym is what did it for me. And that is the same for many people. As I've been personal training, I've seen how some people have jobs that are very stressful and they go to run away from it to the gym. Some of my clients, they have stressful jobs. They go to the gym and I could see that they've had a bad day and I'm just like, hey, how are you? You know, well, let's do legs. we start working out, at the end of the workout, they're a totally different person. Yeah. So I know that being at the gym is a positive way of you releasing any type of negativity. Mm-hmm. That helped me in my personal life, and I know that it helps many other people in their personal life. So whatever it is that you're going through, I was like, why don't you try going to the gym and releasing it there? Releasing it there, leaving it there.
Yeah.
If you want to go boxing, go boxing. Sometimes if I see my clients are having a bad day, I'll include some boxing.
That is so smart.
I'll include some boxing, yeah, or battle ropes, because it makes you work harder and you just feel like you're like releasing all of that into the boxing gloves, into the mats, you know? So like it's very therapeutic. Sometimes I feel like I'm a therapist.
I was gonna say that. Are you?
But I love it.
No, it's awesome, and I love everything you said, because there are people out there, women and men, who are in abusive situations. They don't know how to get out of it. They don't know what to turn to, who to turn to. And the best thing is to turn to something positive.
Exactly.
Instead of drugs or alcohol or a worse situation with someone else, mm-hmm, you know, turn to God. You know, find yourself a good Bible teaching church. Grow from the inside out. Find out who you are in Christ Jesus.
Exactly.
You are beautiful. You are awesome. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then you start growing from the inside out. And if you turn to fitness, yoga, you know, whatever's going to relax you, you know, everyone is different.
Even if it's like hiking or whatever or drawing. Drawing for me was very therapeutic. To this day, once in a while, I'll color.
Yeah.
There's adult coloring books now.
It's
very calming. So whatever it is, maybe it's not fitness. Maybe it's just walking your dog. Maybe it's just like hiking, or maybe it's just sitting on a mountain and just looking at the scenery.
Yes. Meditating.
Or if you're on a beach, lucky, you can do beach volleyball or rollerblading. Yeah. I saw your daughter. She loves rollerblading. I was like, lucky.
She's always at the beach with cradles. She's
out
there.
Whatever it is that you like, put all of your stress there in something positive, in something that's gonna grow you, that's gonna motivate you to that's gonna uplift your spirits. You know, whatever it is, reading, listening to music. There's so many positive outlets,
right?
You know, and for me, it was fitness. It still is. Sometimes I don't have a good day, regardless of, I mean, I don't know.
We're human.
Yeah, we go through, unfortunately, we go through situations that are not good. And when that happens, I can't wait to go to the gym. And in my advantage, I'm at the gym most of the day, but I talk to my clients. It makes me feel better, helping them reach their goals. After that, I work out, I do cardio, I do something, and I forget about it.
So you know what you do, Marisol, as a fitness, a trainer, as a trainer is not just a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You literally are someone who's listening.
Yes.
And speaking into people's lives, and you can kind of gauge their workout by their stress levels or something's going on. That is so brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you have their best interest at hand.
Of course.
So you're putting their plan together, and by the time they leave, they're like tired, and that stress is lifted, and they can have a good night's sleep.